Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm one of your hosts, Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm here with Toni Jorgensen. We're hoping, Marianne, if you're listening, can you get on with us? She's without tools today, and I think it's a good opportunity to practice without using cards or tools. It's good to have them, but you can do that. You can fly on your own without any props. Anyway, join us, Marianne, if you can. I'm not sure where Jessica is today, but we've got a team of two so far, and we'll just get through there. We've got a huge call board waiting today, so that's wonderful. One of our callers reached out and said that they were really enjoying our last show when we were talking about recognizing our clairsenses, how can we recognize and develop our own psychic abilities. And I would say, what do you not think, Toni, that if people are listening and calling in anyway, they've already tapped an interest in this metaphysical, whole metaphysical thing, you know, the mysteries.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why we're really glad when people are exploring their own abilities. There's way more than just the five senses going for us. And there's a whole difference between, like, you know, sitting in the dark and giggling over Ouija boards and actually communicating with spirit. So that those fear-imbued sessions, you know, where, I mean, it's fun, you know, like the candle goes out and we all run out screaming. And I've been there, done that. But did you, Toni?
Yeah.
Did you ever? Yeah. And it's quite fun. And
it is mm-hmm. really fun. Like, I grew up in Hawaii, and we there's this whole old ancient wives' tale about. And if anybody's on here from Hawaii, they'll probably get mad at me if I say it's a wives' tale. But it's about the king and Madam Pully. And there's a place called the Pully, and when we would go to the North Shore, my cousins and I would sit there and we would say, Madam Pully's coming, and then the wind would come in and we'd freak out and run out screaming. And people say they really see her, but I never saw her, but people say they do.
You know what?
But it was fun.
I hear you, and I know she's sort of like a nature, she's like the spirit of the islands. And
yeah. Yeah.
And you do not take things off the island, I know about, and you don't disrespect. People take that very seriously, and I totally honor that, you know, and yeah, well, it's sort of like Wendigo in the northern parts, you know, that we talk about Wendigo, which is, no, she's not evil. I should have said, you know, Pele's not evil, but
she's not.
Wendigo is sort of the embodiment of all the more evil aspects of us as humans, because we've all got sort of dark and light in our makeup, and it's pretty much a choice, like which one you follow. Actually, just coming to it, remembered somebody writing to me and saying, how can I put a curse on my mother-in-law? I told her that you don't do that. You don't mess with energy that way, because you're going to bring it back on yourself. You can't do that. Having said that, a lot of people do fall prey to stuff like that. It's your own mind creating the situation, I would think, you know. Anyway, the psychic abilities just are very clean and clear. It's an inside job. You were listening to first that voice that is not quite yours, but is yours. How do we describe recognizing that first inkling of knowing it's you have abilities and it's time to work with them and develop them and connect with the spirit world, you know, without sensationalizing of it? Or, you know, what do you think, Toni?
Yeah, I that struggle is real for me. At first, I was like, no, am I dreaming this, or is my mind just talking stuff to me all the time? Until actually, and Marianne's on, I put her speaker on.
Hi, Marianne.
When her and I hi, Marianne.
Hi.
She's there.
Yeah.
But we've been friends for, I think, over 6 years now. And when her and I would just start talking, and she would ask me questions, and I would give her some answers, and then she'd come back to me and say, "You were right. It's exactly what you said." And so I
cool.
think sometimes it might take a friend or somebody also with abilities or that are interested in it to help you along the way, you know, feel confident in what you're doing. I think that's a big part about it is confidence.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Marianne is somebody who's working on gaining confidence in this work. It's
mm-hmm.
interesting that you're on air with us and you're not working with tools today. You know what? It doesn't matter. You know what? If you get to something and it just isn't working, just say pass. You know, just pass.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan used to do that all the time. Like, he was not going to just get a reading and, you know, for no good reason at all if something wasn't coming in. That's okay, too. but do the best you can and see what comes in. Just use what pops into your headspace, you know, that third eye that sees past the, you know, the visible world. I hope I'm not being too weird and confusing here, but it's less complicated than people make it out to be. You don't have to do all kinds of weird meditations and sit in the lotus position and go om. You don't have to do anything except quiet the mind, right? The monkey mind we talk about.
Yeah.
And put yourself in receiver mode. You're receiving. And boy, you know, we are receiving from our spirit teams, our ancestors, our friends in spirit, our guides, our angels, whatever you want to call that intelligent energy that comes through to us. It's there. It's a real thing. It's not just some kind of fancy fairy tale that we're trying to make people believe in. When I started receiving names and evidential medium signs, like sort of I'd get names, I'd get people talking about clothing or something special to a loved one, that blew me away. But the thing is, it sort of was really validating that, yeah, I'm getting that name, I'm getting that scent, I'm getting whatever it is. And so you can identify what clairs work for you too. Like, are you more a visual connector? Do you hear spirit? Do you feel spirit? There's all kinds of ways. There's no wrong way to receive it. So Marianne, how are you finding your receiving spirit, you know, messages from spirit?
I think mostly for me, it's just a knowing, like a clear knowing.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Like the claircognizance,
that's called. Yeah, claircognizance. So a clear knowing. And it's a different one from the monkey mind, for sure. And Tony, you get it. You're very clairvoyant. And what are your clairs strengths?
So I'm seeing more and more. And what I also wanted to say was that spirit or your angels, they don't let you see everything until you're ready. I feel that mine is getting stronger and stronger to where I'm seeing more of the past life or people that have passed, and I can actually see them in my view. And right now, it's mostly animals. So I've also seen shadows of people walking down the hallway and actually bumped into them, or been at a park at a time when I was closing the gate and the gate wouldn't close because somebody was there behind me and nobody was there behind me. I mean, this kind of stuff has happened to me for years, but I'm now just understanding it. I saw my deceased cat the other night just jump right on the dresser. This was after I saw the dogs, and my dog did see that, and he got scared and went under the pillow because he got scared.
But now
I'm doing more of I'm learning more to relax the monkey mind and let those people talk to me that I'm seeing, or those animals come through with a message.
Absolutely.
Dawn?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that your fur balls are coming through. That's just so cool. And You know, they're still with you after they've left. So those connections are just, they're just so beautiful. I remember
awesome
being, yeah, absolutely. I just remember my very first spirit encounter. I was terrified and I whipped out of there. It was like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's it was Teresa Beam. It's actually become part of the Haunted Walk in Kingston, Ontario, in Canada. But it was actually pretty sad. And, you know, this person, like I heard a voice behind me. I said, who's there? I could feel a presence. And you can look it up. It's Teresa Beam was the name of the person who had been, who was now in spirit. She'd been murdered in that building. And so I'm feeling it. I'm, you know, getting that prickly, buzzy sort of feeling. And then I said, who's that? And I hear her voice go, Teresa, clear as a bell. And I was not receptive. I was like, I'm out of here. But we did come back. We came back with people that knew how to do that sort of stuff. So we had a team. And so we were able to talk to her through not just a board, but we used automatic writing as well. But the thing that actually validated her was that we asked what she wanted. And she said she wanted one of our team, Stephen, to go across to the island and get the Missali Romanum. And so that's the book for all the Catholic rituals and stuff like that. She didn't want to cross because she was afraid she hadn't had the proper rituals done. So Stephen went across on the ferry to Wolf Island. This is just sort of Eastern Ontario. So we went across to the island. He found this pokey little bookstore that he'd never seen before. He went into the back, and there was the Missali Romanum. And as an extra thing, he became longtime friends with this crazy, wonderful woman who ran the store called Renee Marshall. It was a lifelong friendship that they had too. So it was such a magical thing. But everything, we checked her in the parish records. She did go missing and da 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 da. Anyway, things like that, that'll blow your mind when that happens to you. But I was terrified the first time it happened. And I had to come back with some, like, big kids.
the big kids.
Yeah. People who were practiced, who had this sort of experience and, you know, were spiritual connectors already. And I learned not to be afraid, because they won't come through if you're scared, that's for sure. But yeah, how to develop these abilities, I'd say look at tools like Marianne, starting with cards and pendulum, and that's working for her. There's things like scrying mirrors. There's any number of tools, divining rods. I use automatic writing, and I'll draw pictures sometimes or just whatever, but I just do it. I've got my eyes closed and I'm just writing and it'll come through. So the big thing to take away is you've got to clear your thoughts. You've got to remain in the present moment. And, you know, remember too that skip the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. So if you're worrying, if you're stressing, if you're projecting fears around, any of that stuff, like fear is a really big obstacle to spirit connection and to psychic work. So you've got to sort of become a master of that stuff. And give yourself time. Don't rush it, because, you know, it took a long time to get where you are. And if you're trying to sort of get rid of some bad habits, like allowing fear to creep in or doubt. Doubt's a terrible one. Just work on those things day to day. Clear the sacred space to work from. And once you've done that, then you can start making the connections with spirit. But I feel like, don't you guys, that the teachers show up when you're ready?
I absolutely think that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. 100%. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, be patient with yourself. There's no goalpost. There's no deadline. There's nothing like that. You just do it at your own pace. And, you know, you'll find that the answers come, the teachers come. You know, you'll be able to, advance into, you know, where you want to be. You want to be a medium. You want to be a psychic. You want to be an intuitive. There's all kinds of modalities you can work in, Sekhem and Reiki. Man, it just, it goes on into infinity. What is it? To infinity and beyond, right?
Yeah.
To infinity and beyond.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear. Oh, my God. I was thinking about that, like, what's beyond infinity? That's a good question for next week.
Good question.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, if people are wondering, you know, or if you have questions or whatever, we do have the Facebook page, Enter the Light, and you're totally welcome to throw questions at us, and we'll do the best. I mean, we're just humans practicing this work, but we'll give you the best answers we can, and if we don't know the answer, we'll look it up for you. So, so I think we lost our first caller there that was waiting, but we do have... shall we just go ahead and we'll see you?
Yeah, let's go for it. Yeah.
All righty. Okay. So 651, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. Welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I was wondering about moving, actually, into a high-rise apartment in Minneapolis. And wondering if you see me getting the apartment and moving in, and like if it'll go well and everything.
Well, hi, Christiana. This is Lynn, and I'm not getting a go on that. I'm not getting a good feeling about that. Is there? Have you? You've already done the application and whatnot, have you?
Well, I'm. Handed it in on Friday.
Okay. I'm feeling like there's delays on this for some reason. It's nothing that you've done. It's like you're not to blame for anything. It just, I'm feeling delay on this. And what I'm going to do is see if, are Tony and Marianne, are you guys getting anything at all on this?
Well, I got a card. It says cooperation, communication, learning, sharing, listening, teamwork. But there's also says some difficulty in working with others. Or is there any kind of difficulty with this, or when you went to go see it, or signing the lease, anything like that that might be giving you second thoughts?
I'm just having some problems with a few family members.
Yeah.
And okay. My mother and my a friend of mine, a close friend, and also I'm getting on a waiting list, so I can understand that there's a delay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on the waiting list for disability?
No, I'm already on it. I'm getting on the waiting list for public housing.
Oh, for public housing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably better. I think, yeah, I see the same thing that Lynn is talking about, that there's some kind of shakeup and reason why it might not happen or should not happen. That's the card. The same thing I got was that somebody that you're working with is giving you difficulties, and it does say family members also. That's what I got. I don't know, Marianne. Maybe she's not there.
Okay. Oh, okay, let's see. Yeah, it looks like she's muted.
Yeah, I'm muted. Yeah, okay, there we go. I'm back now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what I am back. You know what? So my dad recently passed away. Just a little side note. And he's been really instrumental in helping. And I was just thinking, gosh, you know, I'm at a place, a beautiful place called Bear Lake, and I'm just sitting here kind of by the water, and I was like, gosh, I don't have any tool. And then I realized, yes, I do have a tool. I do have a pendulum. So I'm growing my pendulum, and so it says no. And I asked my dad the question, and the thing that he came back is no. So I thought that was interesting.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
When I asked about the move. Yeah.
That's wonderful, Marianne. You were packing. That's great.
I'm like, oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I thought it was cool because, yeah. Anyways, so I've got it. Yeah. And there it is.
Yeah. Did you really want this place, Christiana? Was this really your heart set out for this place? Is that going to bum you out?
Yeah. I just really wanted my own place finally.
Is it really expensive, or what's the deal that your family is?
It's affordable.
No,
it's affordable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like what Lynn said. They're going to do something. It's going to happen to that building somewhere in the future, and you're going to have to leave soon or something. Is what I feel like. It's just very temporary, so it wouldn't be worth like moving in or something like that is what I'm getting. I don't know. Lynn, did you figure it out?
No, I just pulled a card. The King of Cups came through, and it talks about it. This is an opportunity for you, actually, Christiana. This is an opportunity to deal with the emotions that are going to come up, like disappointment and attachment and whatnot. That's the King of Cups asks you to work mastery over the realms of emotion, creativity, and unconsciousness. Just a minute. I'm just going to bring up the whole thing. But if you can, when you get off this call, look up the King of Cups upright and see what that message is for. I don't think it's a bad message at all. Emotional balance, compassion, and diplomacy. So if you're getting obstacles to this, realize there's a reason for it. Like as Tony was mentioning, this is not happening for no good reason at all. And usually what happens if you don't get what you want, you will tend to get what you need. And if you're praying for something, the spirit of the prayer will be answered, not necessarily the content as we put it forth. Because what we pray for and what we get are often two different things, but in the long run, you'll get what you need. And it feels like you may not get this place. I'm not saying you won't get it, but I feel like this is not ultimately the place you're going to move into. But what will come through for you is better. So this may feel disappointing in the moment, but it feels like it's a gift in a way for you to move on to something even better for you. So we're not giving you a negative answer, but we are saying be patient, master the emotions, and for the good stuff to arrive, because I feel like it's something good will happen, but it's maybe not the thing you expected. So keep the cheer up.
Okay.
And observe your feelings as they come. And remember that we manifest. We are very powerful manifestors. Our thoughts become our reality. So, you know, as they say, stay positive, even though it sounds dorky and you don't probably feel like it right now, but do it anyway. And think the thoughts that are going to manifest the right outcome for you. And I do think you have a good outcome. It's not necessarily what, you know, you were envisioning, but it's better. So that's cool.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Christian.
Yeah,
let us know
awesome.
How that goes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Okay, thank you. Happy Sunday and love and light to you. Okay, did we lose Marianne? I think we did, eh?
No, she's back. Nope. It was when
oh,
she
no,
dropped.
Yeah, I was off for a minute, but I'm back.
Okay, yeah. That was very cool. It's like whack-a-mole. So,
yeah.
She popped up and down. All right, so we've got 203 on the line. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Thank you. This is sort of a general question, but very pertaining. I've had 2 years of real lots of obstacles and crises and working very hard to take a turn in that on all levels, thinking and wishing that the planets decide that things are changing. Just wondering It's all levels, health, finances, relationships, lack of living situation, and just wondering if you see things improving finally. And
holy cow,
I also,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also awesome. Need improvement in finances so I can afford things to do for my health.
Yeah, I got health right away.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jump on in there, Tony, if you're getting
okay.
Getting.
That's mm-hmm. funny. No, when I got her name, well, after I was talking to Christiana and I pulled a card for her, I pulled another card with a heart and like a hole in it. Kind of strange. But anyway, then I drew, when I heard her name, I drew like the heart when the EKG kind of test thing. So is oh, that yeah. the problem?
Yeah, I had a stroke almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you don't see problems now. I'm working on.
No, no. This is a positive thing now is what I'm
oh,
getting.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually, of course, I work with my doctors and I'm on medicine for high blood pressure, but I'm also doing supplements that have been highly good. Recommended to bring down blood pressure. And it's been 2 years of incredible stress. I'm working on some supplements for that, which I've heard can be extremely helpful for the what is it when you have so stressed, one of the hormones gets really stressed out. So these things are crucial and yeah, I'm sorry to go on and on, but exactly. Right.
Yeah, no, that's perfect because what I'm getting is that you need to, you've done an amazing job after your stroke and doing all those supplements and seeking out ways to improve your health has been amazing. And it says you need to congratulate yourself on doing all of that education that you did. You just didn't go in and do the norm. You exceeded whatever the doctors thought were going to happen. And
I'm positive.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised at you saying that because I've really been questioning myself because I'm not doing the norm. I'm doing alternative and I get absolutely no support, if not worse. So most of the time I'm thinking, am I doing anything at all or even harming myself? So thank you so much for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm not seeing any harming. I'm seeing whatever that you have done education with and the readings that you've done and you put away the grief or sadness that happened at the beginning and you were heartbroken at first, but you picked yourself up by the bootstraps and said, I'm going to make sure that I live through this. And I see nothing but positive coming from there. So I think all the other things will probably fall in place. I mean, I don't have a timeline. If I did, then we'd all be rich and I could tell you exactly what was going to happen. But I see, congratulations. I mean, I think that's awesome, Pat. And I'm so glad that you're still here with us. And it's because of you that you are. I just want you to know that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just so surprised with all of this and definitely so grateful to receive the messages. You know, honestly, the doctors will go as far as saying, if you don't take this medicine, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. And they'll go as far as saying, well, listen, you have a headache. I think you really need to get to the emergency room. And, you know, you fight them and they say, really, and so you think, okay, I'm going to be a good patient and go.
Right.
And they give you an injection for headache and you are in convulsions and screaming for help for 2 hours. And it's just... It just gets so confusing because that's who you depend on ultimately. If something else happens, I've got to go to the emergency room again. And it can get terrifying when you feel they make mistakes. But
I'm not saying don't go. I just want to make one clear.
No,
I'm not saying don't go to the emergency room, but the alternative stuff that you're doing on the side to help your mind with going to the doctor is amazing because I agree with you 100% about the doctors because my husband has been ill for about a month and it took us a month to find out what it was. I mean, we've been to several doctors and I agree with you 100%. And then I started reading other stuff, but that's what I'm saying. It's you've gone beyond that to where you feel better about what you might have to do for the rest of your life, knowing that you have this alternative to lean on,
right,
which is great.
Well, thank you.
Your own strength.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I hope your husband, you know, finds a clear path to recovery.
Yeah,
I really do.
I appreciate that because we're still looking. It's got to do with stomach, and I'm not 100% sure that they've even gotten it right this time. So I really appreciate you saying that.
Yes. Yeah, I understand. And it's research.
Yeah.
And, you know, finally when you read something three times, it's something to pay attention to. And I have to say, between me and my dog, there are phenomenal Facebook groups that, you know,
yeah,
people like you and I ask questions, and then everybody starts answering. And, of course, you don't take all the answers. But when you start hearing the same thing repeatedly, wow, I've got so much help for my dog by hearing, you know, people talk about something over and over and over again. And, yeah, good luck to you. I really get it.
Thanks,
I
Pat.
Get it. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I agree with you on the Facebook groups, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
they're,
amazing.
They're a place to go to, and they also tell you not to give up because they're going through the same thing you are. They're still, like, so many times they go there and people say, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. And then you know that there's something wrong with you, and it's get a
yeah,
second opinion. Yeah. So I'm glad we can all be together in a way, you know, through
yeah,
that. So that's one
yeah,
good thing about Facebook. There's a lot of bad, but the good thing is the support groups.
It's amazing, amazing. Do you see, I really, really need finances for so many things to catch up, but also I'm really believing in certain supplements that I'm going to need to be on for a while. And, of course, they're expensive. Mm-hmm. Do you see more income coming in? Or there's a problem with tiredness, and I don't know if that's medication or just whatever, but it's not the easiest thing to just rush forward and start taking up jobs or even getting.
Yeah. Lynn, did you have anything for finances yet? Yeah, I didn't get anything on that yet. Marianne?
Are you there, Marianne?
Yeah, I'm here. I haven't gotten anything on it.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, so Pat, I'll just start with the beginning of what came through here. The first thing I wrote down for you, yeah, no problem. The first thing I wrote down for you was that you are in the process of, or you have already done so, in terms of stepping away from the sources of toxic energy, the toxicity. There's been people in your life that I feel like you've either cut them loose or you're cutting them loose. So they can't keep holding you back in healing. So if you're doing that, keep doing it. And you were talking about that hormone, and I think you're referring to cortisol that gets
yes,
in your system
exactly,
from stress. And don't forget, yeah, so tears are brilliant for losing that. So if you can cry, and often what I do if I'm feeling that backed up stress in me, that I'll just go on YouTube, find something sad or whatever that makes me cry, or some kind of noble thing where, you know, puppies and kittens get saved, and it makes me cry, right? So it does relieve. Cortisol is released through natural tears, so is adrenaline and all those nasty hormones that build up. So you're doing so many right things. You're listening to your inner healer. Mm-hmm. Every single person in the body has a healer within. The body is a miracle, you know, and if you give it half a chance, it will heal. So I love that you're answering the inner voice saying that. And again, as Tony said, there's nothing wrong with medical caregiving, and doctors and nurses, they're great. But
right,
the thing is,
right,
you are co-creating your health. So
yeah,
you're working
right
with your inner healer, that healer within. Wayne Dyer talked a lot about that, and I think the book he talks about healing his own leukemia was, I can see clearly now, I think is the book, but either way, you know, he talks about the healer that we can tap, and so you're staying open to energy healing and supplements and all the different nature-based, because nature has given us all the medicines we need. It's when we you know, when we monkey with them. For example, like cocaine is a beautiful plant that grows to help those who are walking around at high elevations and need the increased lung capacity. But, you know, when we take that plant and reduce it and remove just a certain component, we turn it into a dangerous drug, really. So it's what they do with the medicines. And I also got a little nudge for you, if it's possible, if you can grow some of your own plants. For example, lemon balm is a brilliant plant to have on hand for stress. You can just grab some leaves, thank the plant, chew them up, and that takes the edge off that stress that we all are, you know, we're all susceptible to that, every single human being. I remember Ellen DeGeneres was being interviewed, and she was talking about drug companies and saying, you know, well, like, are you worried? Are you stressed? Are you having trouble sleeping? Da, 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 da. She goes, yes, all those things. I'm human. And so, you know, this is what you're going through is all these sort of stresses of being human. Financially, again, I think we're talking about co-creating.
Yes.
Have you explored self-employment?
Mm-hmm. I do that since I've been raising my son, you know, 40 years ago, care of dogs. I've done house cleaning. I do organization for people that's usually elderly. I actually just got a job after 2 years of really having lost a cleaning job that really hurt me financially and its loss. I got the job, and 2 days later, the woman and her husband had COVID. I thought, God has a sense of humor. Anyway, I think that's probably going to come back, and that would help.
Absolutely.
I got the same as Lynn did. When I pulled another card, I got that all your entrepreneur, I can't say it. Whatever.
Entrepreneurial.
Yeah, thank you. Spirit. I don't know what's wrong. I'm so tired today. That you're a natural born leader, and your ideas, some can be unsuccessful, but others are very creative and going to happen. So it says to keep doing that. You're timeless. And you have success, and you have a fire underneath you.
I need that fire. I really lost it. And I do animal portraits, and I'm starting to do children as I have a granddaughter. And I just don't have it in me to get that going yet, but I'm going to at least start painting. But, you know, to make money, I really hope down the road I can get help with that.
Those are huge right now. Huge. Everybody wants portraits with their animals. I just won one, so I'm anxious to get it done.
Congratulations. Well, this is not bragging because it's taken me 60 years to get here, but I do wonderful ones because to me, if you don't get the soul, what's the point in doing the painting? So that's what I focus on. And I love doing it. I love doing it because I love finding that soul in each animal.
Oh,
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Lane. I didn't mean to interrupt. I get excited, and then I just blurted out like I have Tourette's. I'm sorry.
It's okay, my love. It's you know, we're a round table, and I love that, you know, everyone's bringing excellent stuff to the party. So speak up and you know, go ahead. I think this is – I got so excited when you started talking about your artwork. It's weird and it's scary in a world that goes, you can't be an artist and expect to get paid and all that horrible nonsense they do to artists. Go ahead.
I've been so crushed throughout my whole school years that it's taken a lifetime to get back to saying, Pat, you've just got to do it and stop believing, you know, that you can't, and there's no imagination inside of you. It's all been shut down. It's really, really sad. Very sad.
Well, you had it before, you know, and I don't think it's been destroyed. I think it just got a little bit sort of mushed and crunched, and you know, but let it come back.
Right.
Because that got me. I got all that sort of bubbly excitement when you started talking about your art. Don't be afraid.
Thank you.
Let that be. And you know what? Maybe if you've got to do a little side gig, maybe you start like a blog and monetize the blog. Are you familiar with how to market yourself online?
Well, I do have a site, and I also have my – I use Facebook for my art, and I just – I'm thinking about it a lot lately. I know I don't have the energy yet, but soon I'm going to find someone to help me to, you know, kind of push it and update things.
Excellent. Yeah. And that's – and your intuition will tell you. Sorry, go ahead.
And in the meantime – it's, I'm sorry to interrupt. In the meantime, I have enough friends that have lost their beloveds that I will, you know, just because it's important, I'll make a painting for them and give it to them, and it will be good for me to practice. So it's winning.
You know
both.
What else I think? You know what else I think that would help, Pat? So you do some paintings, and then before you give it to them or after you give them to them, then take them back and do a little outside show before winter comes. And I don't know where you live, so I don't even know if you have winter, but and then you're going to get it's a good way to market yourself, and it also gets you more paintings that way. They might, you know, they're not going to be able to buy them, or you could do some frivolous little paintings also. I'm not saying that your paintings are frivolous,
right,
but that people could buy, just don't spend a lot of energy on them. And then your private orders or your orders that are going to be for that person will come in that way, I feel. So, like, if you can do, like, a little sidewalk show somewhere before
there
the
is,
winter.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. There is one coming out, and I was thinking, you know, maybe I'll ask this woman, just let me have it back for a weekend because there's a show coming up. Yeah, because, you know, when you do this kind of work, you don't have the pieces to show. They're sold.
Right.
Gone. So, yeah, thank you.
But
great
you'll
idea.
Get orders that way. Yeah, I think that's going to start it for you. I think you're right, 100%.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ladies, you're all lovely. I don't want to take up more. I'd love to keep talking, but I know you have other people. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. This was lovely.
But let us know what's happening. Yeah, we really want to know what's happening with you. Okay. Thank you.
And I was going to say to Pat, too, just if you feel like it, you can drop your ad on our Enter the Light page on Facebook if you want to.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you all, and good luck. I'd love to talk to you about whatever's going on with your husband, because I research and research and research and research and come up with the most crazy things. And I'm always talking.
Well, I'm on Facebook. Join me on Facebook, and then we can get in touch. I'll give you my number. So it's Tony Jorgensen, and it's me and my grandson throwing a kiss. So you'll find it. If you go to Enter the Light, then you'll find me from there.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks. I will.
Fabulous.
God bless.
Bless you, Pat. That's fabulous. Okay.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Oops. Sorry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Neat. What a nice energy.
Yes. So cool. Amazing.
Absolutely. 919, you're
Hello.
On the air. Hi, can we get your name, please?
My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kay. You are
Georgia.
Kay from the chat room, were you? Was that Kay from the chat room?
Today?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't been
maybe
the chat
not.
Room today.
Oh, that's okay. We had a Kay pop in and then pop out again, so I was just wondering. Anyway, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you. How can we help you today,
Thank
Kay?
Thank you. I have a question about career. I am looking for that opportunity that is for my greatest and highest good. I had a job that was not very healthy, and I actually lost it, which put me in a strain, but I did get something to make do until then, until the right thing comes. And I'm just wondering, do you see it coming? I feel that it is. I just want the confirmation.
Yep. Well, I just drew a race car. Okay. This is Lynn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of boom in the next little while. Things are going to accelerate pretty quickly for you. So the question you were asking was, is the right work going to fall in place for you? And yes. It feels like, and it feels like when it feels like you wait and wait and wait and wait, and then finally when it happens, it goes so fast. So take the time before it happens to prep yourself. And the mindset you want to develop is one of anticipation, not expectation, if that makes sense, right? So
it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. I understand that. I had gotten my hopes high for a position. I had an interview last week that was phenomenal. And I found out last Sunday that I wasn't the selected candidate. And, of course, they talked about how wonderful I was, but it was a very difficult decision. And I was so crushed by it. But the next day, I had two headhunters reach out to me. They just found my resume. And both of them sounded very, very exciting. But one of them was like, oh, I see why I didn't get the other job. This would be the ideal, perfect opportunity.
Something came in was the number four came in.
Oh, my God.
I wake up
and it's four something, or the number's total. Four just is my number.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. So four comes in very strongly for you. And I can't read every single thing, but do check out as soon as you've done the call here, the spiritual meaning of number four. It's a really neat number, and it says rewards come because of patience, service, persistence, all those good things. There's just so much good coming in with this number.
Wow.
There's so much. I do feel like it's going to be great, and I think the trick for you is to keep that not foolish, not being happy when you're feeling sad, but a sense of positive energy for you, because I'm getting that your personality rocks, and that when people get in the room with you, you're one of those people that sort of stands out. So don't worry, that right job is right there. And I'm getting another image of, it's almost a cartoon image of jumping into the driver's seat from above. So the car's going, it's almost like a James Bond thing, but I'm seeing you jumping into that driver's seat real quick and booming off. So be patient. It's
beautiful.
Coming. Be prepared. Sorry, Tony, I think you're getting some stuff and I was babbling away, but you already have.
No, I'm good. No, the first thing, I just want to apologize to you, and I feel so bad for you that you had to go through all that you went through in your last job, because I think I drew a black cloud with a lot of rain and storminess.
And you got
blamed for things that were not doing at all.
I believe I was let go because of retaliation, because I went to HR. I finally had enough, and I complained, and next thing I know,
But you did the right thing. You did the right thing. Always know that you did the right thing. And even though you did lose your job, new things are going to become of that, because then the next image I got was a shooting star, like hooked with a rose. So I think, you know, it's amazing. And then, what Lynn was saying, it says that I learned and I expand my consciousness and opened up new opportunities for my life. So by you leaving that place, you opened up the whole thing with the race car and the new job. And you're so smart about getting something in the interim to keep you going. Mm-hmm. So you can choose and pick exactly what's waiting for you. So it's
beautiful.
Good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Yeah, Kay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's confirmation. Like I said, I truly believe that it is coming, and I have to stop worrying with my man's eye whenever finances are just so tight. So I know it's coming.
Yeah.
But thank you.
That always holds us back, right? I know. It's hard. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I don't want
to
hold up the line.
Oh, I just wonder about Marianne. Anything come in, Marianne?
Oh, yes. Just more of the same confirmation that you guys and
when I asked about your job, I got a huge yes, huge yes. It was just wild. And my thing is numbers. So mentioning numbers, that's my big thing. So the answer with numbers. So 4 means you are completely surrounded by angels. You're being guided through whatever you are focusing on. So that's just confirmation from your angels that they are with you and that you're being constantly guided. So there's more confirmation.
That's great. Yay. I feel my mom and my father around me all the time. I feel them all the time. So, yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you all.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I appreciate you. Blessings
keep
to you all. Continue.
Yeah, keep on connecting with spirit. You're doing a great job.
You are.
And
thank
it's on
you.
The wonderful. Okay. Well,
bless
you,
you all.
Bye-bye. Have a beautiful
Thank
Sunday.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here we go. And I think we have another call from Georgia. Is that Kimberly?
Yes, it is.
Hi there. Hi. Welcome. And have a Sunday. That's great. Georgia's a really hot spot today. That's wonderful. So how can we help you today, Kimberly?
Yeah, I was usually when they talk about the full moon and eclipses, you know, I don't give it a second thought. But this time I am in the process of doing shadow work. And I know this full moon is going to be powerful. And if you could just, any one of you could just give me some advice on full moon rituals, because I'm really, my intention is to release things that no longer serve me.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Anybody want to jump in, or shall I go ahead?
You can go ahead. Thank you.
All right. One of my very favorite, if you're talking about doing performing magic with a K, if you know what I mean, like as opposed
yes.
to, yeah, okay, good. So one of my absolute favorite ones is just a little fire ceremony, where you take everything you're trying to, like all the things that aren't serving you anymore. And that can include jobs, people, events, anything that is just not in harmony with your sacred self. You write it all down and just honestly just burning it. I did a jazzy one at New Year's because I kind of love that little ritual of letting away the old and bringing in the new. So I would take a sparkler and I would wrap a piece of you can use adding machine paper, you know, the long roll sort of thing. And you just write it all down and then I wrap it around the sparkler and I light the paper and then and when it's all burnt up, it lights the sparkler. And I don't know, the sparkler just gives it a little extra pizzazz or jazz or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, and I know from just knowing you a little bit, Kim, is that you have a strong, even though you are a water sign, the fire element with you is very, very strong. So I would, and I know if you can't like get outside to do it, or if there's like burn restrictions or whatever, you can do it like over the kitchen sink, you know, if you really need to, but just burning those things I find really helpful. Patty Negri, I don't know if you're familiar with her, but you can find her on Twitter, Facebook, all those platforms. She's a white witch. She's freaking brilliant. And I have a feeling, Tony, that you are studying a little bit of that stuff too.
Yeah.
Carry on. Take it from here if you would. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I got the same thing, except that what I saw was that definitely either something to do with dirt and sand. So I don't know if there's a place that you could go outside and burn that with some, is there a dirt area or some sand in your backyard or front yard or something?
I have,
do you have
soil.
That?
Yeah, but I have soil.
Yeah.
It's kind of wet. I mean, it's raining right now, so I could have went out to get dirt, but it would be mud. But I have dry soil.
It's just like, or bury something. I don't know. And then after that, I saw just birds and sunshine after you either burned it, whatever you want, the ritual you were going to do, like Glenn was saying, and then I saw nothing but like
clear sky with birds and sunshine. So I think that's going to help you. I think you're on the right track with the full moon and the ritual. And
okay.
It says it's go time. I fall into the flow of this quickening energy, and I swiftly face my desires head on. So after that, like, you're clear to move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So between, I think, what Lynn said and you're saying, that you're absolutely on track to get that clear. That'll help you in your next step of clearing all your back stuff that you want to get rid of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, you can either bury it. If you can't do it on fire, I think burying is the other one that I've also read about that you can do, you know, like those time capsules, you know, maybe do that and bury it in some sand, or if you want to never see it again, then definitely light it on fire. So,
oh, yeah.
Or if there's a message you want to give to somebody, then maybe bury it and somebody might find it someday, but it's great. It's awesome.
Okay.
You're exactly what you're thinking is what you should do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mary, fabulous. Marianne, did anything come in for you?
Oh, no, I disagree with everything both you and Tony said. So I thought that was wonderful. I didn't feel like I had anything to add on that. Awesome.
Yeah. I liked the part about the earth that you were bringing in, Tony,
yeah.
because I also wrote down
yeah.
the message that you're standing your ground more. And there's sort of a double meaning there, that you're not letting anybody, you're not letting other people's decisions and judgments and all that stuff, you know, you're hearing them out, but you're not letting, you're not giving it any space in your head, you know, like it feels like it's you now calling the shots. And I was thinking there was a book that I saw, I can't remember. I'll see if I can remember. There was a book of just sort of earth magic, it's called, and I'll see if I can find it. And if I can, I'll send you the link, and I'll post it on our Facebook page. But I feel like this is where what I'm seeing right now in my mind's eye, Kim, is you before a very, very large and beautifully lit portal. And I'm seeing you, like, you know how you backlight something. So I'm seeing the figure of you, and it's rather small, but the portal is huge, and it feels like your magic is about to open up huge time, big time. And it's because you stood your ground, and you've been tapping your own abilities. So just fly from there, because you've opened up a lot of you've just opened up the future for yourself. By, you know, what you've done for yourself in the past, you've created an amazing, well-lit portal that's coming through for you. So, yeah, and standing your ground has been a huge part of that. Listening to the voice saying, you know, exit stage left, it's time to, like, you know, leave this pops down kind of thing. And you did, you know. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even though you fought with the voice of reason, you went, it may not make sense, but you knew that even if it doesn't make sense in the physical, it makes sense to spirit. And if we follow that little voice going, you know, time to get the heck out of here and move on to what is actually calling you, good for you.
Right.
Congratulations, kiddo.
Right.
You just, you're rocking it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you all.
You're so welcome, Kimberly.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Going forward, yeah. And don't, if you ever, you use your powers for good when you become a powerful wizard, okay?
I will.
Okay. That's fabulous. Okay, happy Sunday, and thank you. I will talk to you again, I hope. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
You will. Thank you. Have a good
evening. Okay, bye-bye, love. You too.
Bye.
Okay. Here we go. So we're going to move on to 509.
Hello.
509.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Hello. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Welcome. How can we help
you
today? You're welcome.
I just wanted to get a little bit of insight on, like, if you ever see me finding, like, a life partner. I feel like I'm getting close to ending my 20s, and I'm like, oh, shoot, now I kind of care. But at the same time, I'm just like, it will happen when it happens, and I'm not desperate. So mm-hmm. that's just how I feel.
Fantastic. Okay. Did anyone want to go ahead? It feels like there's a...
No, go ahead.
Have you got a radio or anything on in the background, Erica? TV or something?
Yes. I was in a, I can go away from it. I'm in a public place and they turn it up.
Oh, okay, not a problem. If we, we're just losing your audio just a bit, but we'll keep on plugging. So, okay. It's so funny. I drew a daisy for you. I just have to quickly look that up. You can hear us okay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I feel a daisy. Okay, so what's the daisy telling us? The daisy symbolizes innocence and purity, but I don't think, I'm not getting a sort of prudish kind of feeling from that. What it feels like is that I think you found, they're saying that you found out what you don't want in relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've probably had a few, you've kissed a few frogs along the way and learned sort of your boundaries here. So I think what the daisy is talking about in terms of innocence is that you're looking for something that is almost like a fairy tale energy, sort of the happily ever after thing. And there's nothing wrong in wanting that, but what it feels like is that almost like you want to do like a pre-relationship interview. Make sure, it's just what I'm getting is like that circular sort of doing the same thing over and over again. So make sure when you get a new relationship happening, make sure that you're not seeing the same thing happening over and over again, because mm-hmm. That's a lesson presenting to you, and it's absolutely nothing to do with that other person. It's all about a lesson opportunity for you to see, okay, and possibly it's tolerance that it's coming in. The things you're willing to tolerate need to change. I get lack of respect in previous relationships, lack of attention. I'm getting the lack of focus, sort of. It didn't feel like, it feels like you don't matter, like, you know, I'll get me another one, if that kind of attitude, like this woman is not precious enough to me to care. You need a particular kind of caring, and I would stand my ground mm-hmm. to come into your life, because, so if you see disrespect beginning, nip it in the bud, okay? You're not mm-hmm. meant to, love shouldn't hurt is the thing, you know, real
mm-hmm.
love,
mm-hmm.
tolerance. Yeah, people go through stuff with each other when they love each other, but they don't hurt each other. And if somebody's hurting you,
mm-hmm.
I would just say, because, you know, you're fabulous you're whole. Make sure you're a whole person and nobody can, like, make you a half a person. Tony, jump on in, would you?
Yeah, sure. So, hi, Erica. I hope you're having a good day. Hi.
Yeah.
So I saw and I immediately drew like your hand out and then another hand, but the hand, you were getting the elbow and the hand was going the opposite way. So I feel that means that anybody that you have been with or you were seeking after was not the right person for you, because you have a
mm-hmm.
big open heart. You show gratitude, you have a lot of generosity, you have a lot of compassion, and you haven't found anybody like that. So my first thoughts were that if you have time on your hands, that maybe you should join a charity or get involved in some kind of mission like that. And I think you'll find some friends like that, which might entail a relationship through that. Because everybody else isn't into what you're into. So you have to kind of teach somebody or find somebody like you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
That
at
makes
all?
Sense
to you.
Yes, yeah. And I really just you saying that, it just makes me think like I really like how Mormons. I mean, I don't know much about their religion, but I really like how they do service to others or help in the community or things like that. Like they're very selfless, and I really like
well,
that because they
that
go out and help.
I live in Utah with a bunch of Mormons. And so does Mary Ann. So, see, that's what I'm saying. You are on the right track. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly. Service that I don't know if you have a chance to go do any kind of mission work or with somebody because you're young. I don't know if you have any big responsibilities or anything, but I feel something like, and I'm not necessarily saying mission work with God. Maybe it's a charity with, you know, helping you, and I'm not saying going to Ukraine, but I'm just saying something like that. Do you know what I'm saying? And that you're
yes.
going to meet more people in some kind of charity or mission work like you, because I think you're like the only one in your little group right now that has a mindset for that. So you're not connecting with other people that way.
Yeah. And you know what? I actually recently came across a YouTube video, which was really interesting. It's titled She Remembers Life Before Birth, a Kirti Muratova Pre-Birth Memories Part 1. And the channel is called Love Covered Life Podcast. And it's
wow.
so cool because I don't know what her ethnicity is, but like Asian descent. And she was talking about how she projects at night, like she can go and have experience out of body. And she was talking about what life purpose is, and it's all revolving love. And she would ask questions to her higher self, and they would direct her towards Albert Einstein. And I was like, whoa, you guys have like that, a quote of him on your Block Talk Radio.
Yeah, we do.
Page.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool how everything's making sense. And she has a really cool testimony, basically. And I really want to open up myself like that, like spiritually, and grow as a person. So like I said, love is not really so important to me, like finding the partner, but I hope that it does happen eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's going to happen for you eventually. There's no doubt about it. It's just that you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it might not be in the setting that you're in right now. So I definitely think
okay.
you're open for it. And yeah, so I see nothing but good stuff. And yeah, I can see that compassion. And whatever you find, I think it's going to be amazing. So you got to let us know what it is, too. Okay,
cool. Okay.
Yeah,
and,
you're amazing, Erica.
Did Marianne want to, did you want to join in at all, Marianne? Is something coming up for you?
I love what has been said so far. I think it's fabulous. And I love that you called in, Erica. So when I asked about you finding love, the answer that I got was yes. And then I also asked about the timeline. So what I'm getting is after 6 months and within a year. But however, that of course, you know, future predictions like that is always up to, like you're saying, your higher self, free will, and you. So you can change that or adjust that any way you're going, any way you want. But that's the answer that I got, is that definitely yes, that there is love for you, but within between 6 months and a year. So
that's awesome.
It sounds like you're on your way and you're doing a lot of inner work. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about, Erica. It's there. It's down the road for you. But just enjoy and practice your work on your abilities, because you're really good at metaphysical work. Okay. Why am I smelling coffee? I'm smelling like intense coffee. I'm smelling coffee like crazy. Coffee.
I don't know. But I'm going to call diet with coffee. So.
Oh,
what's that?
Maybe that's it.
Something, sorry, say again. You're on a diet?
I'm going to start a diet. No, I'm going to start one. I saw it on TikTok, and it involves coffee. So I don't know.
Oh, isn't that fun? Okay, because it's really nice. It's a great smell, but I'm just over flooded with the scent of coffee. So that might be a sign that what you're about to do is a good thing. But don't worry about the love thing. Just keep your standards high because you deserve that romantic ideal thing, you know, and it's out there for you. So, yeah. And I agree with Tony, like it's going to be in an altruistic sense of some kind of activity or something that I think you're going to meet like-minded people. I got 12%. I wrote down 12%. And what I feel that is your personality type is in the lower percentage. So there's not a lot of you around. So if you're looking for, say, a unicorn, if you're a unicorn, you're looking for another unicorn, don't despair if the search is a little bit harder. It's just there's not that many of your personality type around. But I'm glad that mm-hmm. you're on the earth because the world needs people like you. So, and your future love is going to be of that kind of energy. So, yay.
Awesome. I'm excited. And thank you. I mean, I do have options, but I'm just like, I'm not settling. I know what I want, and that's not what I want.
Absolutely.
That's how I am.
Good for you. And don't worry. It's not too late. Like, you're totally not – you're not running out of time. You're going to be just fine and take the time to – if you wait for the right – you know, and you'll know because you'll feel a sense of expansion with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And almost like the two of you between you creates a synergy rather than the two separate energies between you. You create a greater result than each of you separately. So, yeah, it's a great thing and it's worth waiting for. So, yes.
Yeah.
We're going to be neighbors, Erica, because you're going to find a Mormon and move to Salt Lake City.
I didn't see that one coming, but okay.
Me either. I'm just kidding.
Well, have a good rest of your day, ladies, and thank you so much for the insight.
Thanks, Erica.
Sure.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
Happy Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. If I cut people off, it's not personal. I'm just a terrible operator here. So. 509. Hi. Yeah. 509. You're on with the team of silly people. Can we take your name, please?
You were speaking to me. This is Erica.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Oh, we are silly then. Oh, my goodness. So Bo2 in the chat room said, still listening and right now making pour over drip espresso coffee.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that funny? I'm smelling coffee. Yeah, it's wonderful. It was really very strong, and I love that. I'm glad it's coffee, you know, and not, you know, cow poo or something like that. Anyway, 781, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hiya, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
I just wanted some words of encouragement from Spirit. I'm just having a transition right now, mm-hmm. and I just, yeah.
Okay, you just want your, okay. Are you transitioning, or Laura, or somebody else?
Oh, I'm sorry, not like that, just in terms of changes in my life.
Okay, but I'm still getting a feeling of an other, like another person present that's either catalyzing the changes or did you have to cut a relationship short?
Not too recently, but yeah, in the, like a few years ago.
Okay. The image that I'm getting here is when this relationship got cut short, it was almost like detangling two plants that had been growing in the same pot. And it's hard to just, systems apart without causing damage, if that's a metaphor that is just coming in here. So when you separate and when this relationship ended or when you left it, there was a little damage. It's what I'm saying. And you're at the edge of healing now. You're starting to heal. but I feel that you had to sort of do some damage control and some damage repair. Is that resonating at all for you?
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay. I'm feeling a threshold where you've done the healing, you've done the work, and you've done the, it's been work too. It's been like conscientious healing work. But the thing that was really impressive to me is that you were probably, you had to learn to listen to that intuition that said, we can't stay anymore in this dynamic. So that was cool. And you've done a lot of the work. So I want to show you like a threshold that contains like the next step for you. And yes, you are transitioning, but you're transitioning into something very positive. And also I'm getting the message that you're going to have to practice feeling good, because it's not the most common feeling for you. It feels more like you've been holding on and letting go. You're allowed to relax and enjoy a little bit. Enjoy is an important word, because it feels like you've been almost under a yoke or in harness somehow emotionally. So now you've got to relearn what just simple happiness feels like and expand on that. You're allowed to be okay now. The healing's behind you. The transition is a good one, and you're heading into a good future. And you're tougher. You're stronger. You're not going to let anybody keep you down again. Yeah. Marianne and Tony, I'm going to push that to you guys and see what follows up.
Yeah, Marianne, do you have something? Do you want to go first?
No, not yet. You can.
Okay.
You can.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. Hi, Laura. So what I got was, I drew a sad face and then next to it a happy face. So I think that you've been sad, and like Lynn was saying, that you've fought with yourself and done the work to get yourself out of that slump. So I see nothing but good for you. It says, my heart is open and filled with love. And I got the Ace of Cups, which is an extremely powerful message for a new beginning. So for relationships and anything that you choose. So the storm is behind you, and now you can just, extend your mind and feel the love that you deserve and, your heart as well, and forgive yourself for any past mistakes that you might have thought that you've caused, and just move on and don't look back, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So does that help in any way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you're on you did a lot of work, and I think you're feeling this already. You just want a little encouragement about it, and I think everybody's behind you, and the spirit world is definitely behind you in this, and the energy is really good. So you can you can bust through that curtain pretty much at any time and start over. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Did you want to add anything, Marianne? It's okay if you want to pass, too. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really have anything to add. I just think that I disagree with both everything that you guys have said. It gives me chills when I hear about it, because I feel excitement is what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling really excited for you, Laura.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I don't think you need to. It's like you can put away all your past defenses, pack them away. You don't need them anymore. You've been a real warrior about this. So, give yourself a pat on the back and go forward. And again, they do stress to just like enjoy. Just try to enjoy just little things, like just the new grass that's out there and nature, if you can, and like that. But you can just let go of all that old pain. You don't need it anymore, And I'm also smelling a strong scent of lavender with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. But Yeah, if you have a chance, just look up spiritual meaning of lavender, because that's coming in for you. And I wish I had time to look it up, but we've got a ton of callers waiting. But
yeah,
is well.
I have one more message also for her. I got a message of remember how beautiful you are when you smile. I mean, you're beautiful to begin with, but when you smile, you just radiate. So that's the other message.
That's lovely.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Okay, hon. Okay, and we'll keep moving on. I've extended the time.
Yeah.
So we'll be going on till 4 for me. What is it for you? 2 o'clock for you guys, right? No. Anyway, I'm lost in the time zones. 2:01. You're on the. Could we get your name, please?
It's 2:20 for us.
That's good.
That's good.
So 2:01. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Can we get your name, please?
My name is Jackie.
Okay. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Yeah. How can we help you, Jackie?
Yes, I'm supposed to be moving location on my job, and I have a coworker who's she's argumentative, and I do want to let her know when I'm leaving, but I don't want to let her know in the beginning of the week because I don't feel like going through all the attitude. I'm just trying to see. I really don't. I can't.
I'm not laughing at you, Jackie. I'm just so glad you're leaving.
You are leaving too.
This situation. I got this huge, didn't you? Did you get this too, Tony and Marianne, of this huge tiredness just rolling over the whole situation?
Yes.
She
drained
me.
Yeah,
you can hear it in her voice. Absolutely.
Yeah. We don't need to hear that from spirit. We can hear it, you know, in the physical with you. I want to talk about a grandmother energy, Jackie. Somebody who had, this is a person who would have been very short in life, and I'm picking up a lot of, it's like homespun decorations. I can't explain it, like sort of work, hand work. And I'm seeing like roses done out of like a craft, like almost like a needlework or something like that. Who would that be for you?
It could be my mother, and it could be my grandmother, because my mother was the spitting image of her mother. And people tell me now I'm the spitting image of my mother. And those are the things that I want to enjoy, because I've been working all left for so many years, and then being pulled, it's draining.
Yeah.
So that craftiness, I could relate to that from either one.
Okay. You need that. Boy, and I know I can feel that you need something that you know, keeps, it's almost like you haven't been able to unplug, right? So is it affecting your health, do you think, Jackie?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I want to change, anywhere but where I'm at.
Okay. Don't wait for the time to be right to start doing creative work. Because I feel like you've got, I feel more like a grandmother energy. There's a striking thing about this person that she was quite a little tiny, a very small person, diminutive, short and small, but very, very active. And just, I love her energy, like the energy that's coming through is somebody, she can get it done, and she can also make really beautiful artwork at the same time. So if that person is making sense to you, I feel like you've got this guide energy. She's nudging you to like take it, not take it easy, because you're going to keep on doing stuff. But the thing is, to regain that energy, it feels like you've been just drained, and you've said it yourself, like a vampire by not just this person, but everything, you. So is there a job down the road for you that you're looking at?
Yes, and it is down the road from where I physically live. It's not far from where I live, and I plan on moving not too far away as well. Like it's
okay.
A walking distance.
Wonderful. Okay, so that's going to make a huge difference. But actually, don't wait for the time to be right is the message that I'm getting very strongly. Relax now. Learn to relax now. And also learn to dump, like learn the exercises that work to release old energy. The violet flame meditation is a really good one for that. I often liken it to like a garbage disposal for energy. And you can work with it anytime, anywhere. So just work with energy transitions. Like, so you're taking the old toxic energy that's sort of settled in your sacred space, and you just think of it like taking the garbage out. You know, all that stuff that no longer serves you, especially stuff that isn't yours to carry, old stuff that's other people's stuff, get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Do a nice clear out and rebuild the energy for yourself, because
okay.
you're fabulous, Jackie. I mean, you used mm-hmm. to be fabulous. So don't let anybody like sell you short. You know, you get that energy back and enjoy. Start to enjoy and
mm-hmm.
And do some creative work, because that's a meditation for you, right?
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah. So let's see what comes in for Marianne and Tony with this.
Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Jackie, do you have to tell this person that you're leaving?
I think the last day, or
yeah,
I don't
maybe
have
the
to.
Last day. Yeah, because I'm getting overanalyzing or getting dolled out is keeping you stuck and clouding your judgment. It just says keep the mm-hmm. truth inside. So maybe you don't, maybe do what Lynn said to clear your mind. And I also got like macrame baskets. I don't know if that was something your mom did or maybe something you're interested in doing them. Like I just got like a basket with macrame or some kind of thing like that, that they might
What's
have made
macrame?
Or maybe it's with rope. Making like baskets or things with rope. Like juice,
okay.
Like it's pretty cool, but that's what I got, and it says that you know that you're leaving, you know, and your experience is going to be so good when you do get to go. I think telling this coworker that you are leaving before the time is or whatever, and I would hurry up and do it as quick as possible. Might cause you more grief.
Yeah,
yeah. Might cause you more harm than good. Yeah.
I'm supposed to, right, I don't want to let her know because, you know, she's related to someone of influence. And I realize that she has, like, a very backstabbing, manipulative mannerism. Like, if you don't bounce when she wants you to bounce, she gets angry like a little child.
Yeah.
And when I leave, she's going to have to step up and do the work for about a month. And I know she's not going to want to do it because she doesn't want to work every day. She just shows up and sits there. But you
yeah,
know,
she gives all the work to you.
Yeah. And it's draining.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an older woman, but she has an immature tendency, like, to argue. And like, we can't deal with that right now. I got other things I need to do in my life.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would concentrate on the other things and just pretend like she's not there. Because it's only a matter of time when you won't have to see her anymore.
Okay.
Because I think she'll make more problems for you, you know, than it would
I
help.
Think so. And they'll listen to her because they're afraid of her because she's related
yeah.
to somebody of influence. That's why she's able to do what she does. Like,
yeah,
I want to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, she called me, oh, I got my change of placement. Email, I'm gone.
Yeah. I would just wait for that because it's coming soon. So I don't want you to mess. Yeah, I don't want her to mess up anything for you to get out of there. So I think you just need to do what Lynn said and take up some kind of something, whether, you know, to get your mind off of it or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, taking out the trash is one of it because I do not want any more baggage. I'm actually trying to purge my house where I work remotely with baggage from this job. You know, I was dumped on, and it's a lot that I had to consume. And I have my own paperwork that I need to focus on, my own personal goals, my own things that I want to manifest. And this job has really been in the way, like really. Mm-hmm. It's been very toxic, very.
Yeah. Have a little celebration when you're done. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. Yeah.
Beautiful. Marianne, did you want to add anything?
Yeah. So I feel really strong that first of all, Tony was talking about macrame, and boy, that really stuck out to me. So I decided to go ahead and look up macrame and what is the meaning for it. And it's a life lesson connecting to a person where there needs to be boundaries to be raised in this relationship.
Ooh, lovely.
Crazy.
So maybe where it's the, the eclipse, maybe some kind of ritual like that, where you're getting rid of the old so that you can welcome in the new. You'll have room for the new.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool.
That's really neat, yeah. Yeah, life lessons. Yeah, clean out that's so fabulous. Yeah, just clean that your space out and don't let them in again. But going forward, it's beautiful. I love that, Marianne. That was really cool.
Me too.
Thanks to Tony, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. But you've only got the week to get through. And don't say a word to this person. I'm seeing this cartoon outline, you know, as you run away. where'd she go? Well, she's gone. She's run away. So, and then it gets better from there for you, for sure. And
because I want to physically move. I want to physically move. I have some legal work. I have to do some paperwork and she knows I'm carrying everything. I can't believe it that these people, they'll just make you do everybody's work and they just sit there and watch it. And if you want to be independent, then they get angry and start gaslighting and, get angry over stupid stuff and going from person to person, gossiping.
Yep.
And I don't know if someone knows or have an idea that I may be moving, but they're not sure because I haven't said anything. And I'm not going to say anything.
No, yeah. I think you're right. I think somebody does have an idea.
Because I really want to ghost her the whole week. Just be cordial and keep going.
Yeah.
Yep. Excellent. Yeah. It's going to be so much better. And we're sending you so much positive energy, Jackie, because, it's going to lift. It's that cloud is going to lift for you. And just stay creative. Stay interested, keep your sense of wonder and rebuild. And when you move, it's actually a physical transition you're making from one place to another. Fresh art and lovely, just what you need. So I hope that helps.
I absolutely need it. Thank you so much because it's killing me.
Absolutely.
From the inside out.
Yeah, so you're doing the right thing. You absolutely are. And we had one of our regular sort of members of the Sacred Embers family, I guess, is Kimberly from Georgia. And what we recommended to her was to just do that sort of either bury it or make a list of all the stuff you want to lose. And either you can bury it, you can put it on fire, you can melt it in water, whatever works for you. Just get rid of that and do a little ritual magic to cleanse that space for yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome,
You're
welcome, Jackie.
I like to continue to listen. Your voices are very soothing.
Oh,
thank
well,
you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bless you.
You.
Love and light to you, Jackie. And I hope you'll get through this week, no problem. It's almost
you
over.
Will.
So you're going to be okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, love. Okay, this is that the interesting number you mentioned before. I'm not sure if it's So I think it's 447. Hi, can we get your name, please?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Deep, and I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
Okay, it's like about 2 o'clock in the morning there, eh?
It is 9:30, actually. It's the other way around.
Oh, cool. I think I've got it all backwards. Oh, I know why, because I'm working from our old time. We used to do it at 7 o'clock in the evening, which is, what, 4? Oh, I don't know. I'm lost. Anyway, is it D-E-E-P? Is that the name?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Beautiful. Thank you. Welcome to the show. And how can we help you, Deep?
Well, first of all, thanks for the show and for the lovely guidance and messages. There's something for everyone to take away, even if the messages is for somebody else. Oh. And for the violet flame meditation, I do it, and that helps me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask if I can get some guidance about my son. I have a strange relationship with his mom, and she hasn't let me see him since almost a year now. It's been 10, 12 months, and he's 12. And I was wondering if I can get some guidance around when I'll see him, or anything around him. I don't want to go through the legal process, and she's making things difficult for me. I'm not sure if she has brainwashed him. He doesn't reach out to me either.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Does anybody want to jump in?
Sure. I'll jump in.
Okay. Okay.
Hi. Hi, Deep, calling in.
Hello.
So I do see that, you know, I drew something that's probably not very nice, but it's like a noose, like a hangman's noose, not necessarily meaning that you're going to die or anything like that, just that I think what you're thinking about your wife talking about some things that are not so great, you know, filling his mind is probably correct. But then the card I picked was that it was the judgment card, and it says that you are, let's see, so the self-doubt that's behind, it's kind of like you're wearing a mask, or a mask has been put on by your significant other towards your son, and that shadow needs to be lifted. And I think you're going to get the chance to tell your story. So it says denying yourself and your loved ones the experience of your true nature or essence. So I think you're going to get the chance to talk to him, but you do need to meditate more, and you're going to get some kind of a spiritual awakening on how to deal with it and talk to him about redemption, knowing, you know, and know that there was no motives, and that your heart is open to him, and that there is no bad happening, and that you are not the person that you've been portrayed to be. So I think you both have work to do, you especially. I don't know when that time period's going to be, when you are going to be put in front of him. I don't think you have to contact anybody, because I think they're going to contact you. But you need to do some more meditation and maybe some inside work to find out, because he is young. So the proper way to talk to him, you know, and you know, I always remember, or you know, when there's divorce, the worst way is when the husband and wife talk about each other in front of their child. And it's very, very hard not to do that, I can tell you. But the one that always wins, I feel, is the ones that don't judge the other person. So even though it's going to take everything you have not to do that about your wife, you have to find a way in your heart to make that not happen. And that's going to be your way back into your son's life. Does that make any sense?
It makes total sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. So I think you're on the right track. You're doing everything you can to get to that point. It's not going to be like tomorrow, but I see it coming soon. And I think the work that you're doing is very positive. And then you need to just find the right words, because it's going to be hard. It's not going to be an easy thing. He's just scared and he wants to be with his dad. So it's going to come though. He's just afraid to reach out. He doesn't know what to do. So I don't know whether a mediator is going to contact you or you get a mediator. I'm not sure, but something like that needs to happen to make that work.
Okay. And will his grades improve? He's not doing great at work, as in not work, at school.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. The reason why he's so confused like you know, and of course that's going to affect every being in him. I think, you know, the sooner maybe a mediation or a mediator can get involved, the better it would be for him, so he can get back on the right track, because he doesn't know where he stands. He misses you a lot.
All right.
And yeah, so I don't, you know, I'm not saying maybe a lawyer, but some kind of mediation where you can start seeing him, or that he can go talk to somebody, so your child could go talk to somebody that he's not involved with either of you at the beginning, to find out what's going on with him. But something needs to be done, yep. I feel. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Marianne, anything you wanted to put in there?
No, I didn't. I'm disagreeing with Tony. I didn't feel like there was anything to add at all. I completely agree and support whatever.
No problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Deep, this is Lynn, and I wrote a bunch of things down for you. I'm going to try and do them in order here. The first thing was the heart area, the heart chakra. I felt such a clutching in my heart. So I feel that's reflecting, like there's a heartbreak happening in you from the feeling of powerlessness that's happening. And it's because another person is indulging in toxic behavior, and you can't, as you know, you can't change other people. So you cannot change his mother. She is behaving in the only way she knows how. And it's, she's hurting people, but I don't think she's trying to hurt people, if that makes any sense. I feel that she's in a lot of pain herself, and it's probably nothing at all to do with you. It's stuff from, it's like baggage from the past, and, you know, possibly back as far as childhood. And the thing is, so that's unhealed, these unhealed wounds that happen with people. And you're taking it in the neck from pain that you didn't cause, right? So that's really unfair, and it really sucks. But I wrote down that love can reach through in different ways. So you may not be able to have a physical contact right now, but you can do energy work to reach him. And I'm going to recommend one more time. I know I keep recommending this over and over, but it really works. Are you able to access Facebook, Deep?
I am on it now, actually.
Perfect. Okay. You want to go to the Center for Spiritual Understanding through Afterlife Connections. And that's a very cool page for other reasons, but what I'm directing you to is the series of self-guided meditations. And there's a meditation in there that allows you to reach people that are still on Earth. They're still having a physical experience, but you can't connect with them for whatever reason. Sometimes it's just distance. It could be like dementia or a coma, all kinds of reasons people can't communicate in the usual ways. This will help you to reach your son. And it's really good to do it when you know your son's going to be sleeping. So if you can do it in the wee small hours, after he's gone to bed, because he's going to be more open and receptive in sleep state, in dream state. So if you can work with yourself and reach him through these meditations, you can communicate. Because don't forget, it's all down to energy. and the energy that you're doing. Yeah, you're doing the energy work to connect with him. So it may take a while before the actual connection in the physical, like he comes to visit you. But the thing is, you're doing the groundwork to when he does come back. And I feel, yes, he will come back into your life. And I'm also reminded that children are like little antennas. And he's reading the toxic energy and your good and, like, I'm not saying it's good and evil, but the thing is, you're coming from love and she's coming from fear. So the thing is, he's going to know the difference. He will feel the difference. And again, the heart area comes in. He'll feel that difference and he will know. So patience will take you to where you want to be, and that is having a relationship again. Be patient, use the energy to draw, like, let them come to you, let him come to you. It'll be worth the wait, but don't worry, because it won't be forever. Like, it's not going to be a lifetime of never seeing him. I feel like it's going to change for you, but I think do the energy work, because you have that power. You know, you can't, as we say, we can't change other people, but you can change the way you address the whole thing. And trust is huge for you. Develop the knowing, be all right. Manifest the healing in your own heart. You're actually very powerful deep. So keep working on your own abilities. Try that. Energy, patience. Oh, and you're setting an example of non-toxic behavior. And that, you know, as they say, actions speak louder than words, and you are setting an example of how to come from a place of love. So don't worry if it takes a little time. The toxic behavior of one parent does not mean that your life is ruined. And actually, when you don't bring the same energy to a situation that caused the problem in the first place, you will see that love is stronger than fear, right? So keep bringing love to it. Keep working on the non-physical connection, and you become very powerful in this. I'm so sorry, Deep. It really sucks when people do that. You know, it really does. We don't know why they do it, except that they're in pain. You know, hurt people. But, you know, your son knows the difference in his heart. And I guess maybe do a little work on the heart. Yeah, do the heart chakra work as well. Because, yeah. But you know what? I send you so much respect, because you're not fighting. You're not making a fight. You're making peace. And that's what we need, you know. That's what brings the best best results. So, wow.
Thank you. Do you see him living with me eventually?
I'm sorry, say that again, love.
Do you see him living with me, or at least sharing his time 50-50 with me?
I'm getting a yes on that, but patience is required. Do you too, Tony? Okay, yeah, I get yes for sure. And it's the thing is, not just you, but it's the brainwashing that's been done to your son, you know. So he's going to come to a place where he can tell the difference, and because he'll feel the difference. So, yes, once he has, it's an autonomy thing. Like, right now he has no power, right? So as you help him to be powerful within himself and know that he can make decisions, you know, you're guiding him. You're guiding him well. So trust your own fatherly energy. Is it fatherly energy? Yeah. And it's the good stuff you're putting into it. You're putting healing energy into a situation that requires it. So it really, really needs it, right? So keep putting the healing energy in. Set the best example for diplomacy and just not fighting back. Like, don't let any kind of war happen. And I find too, with people who are toxic, if you don't give them anything to push against, they get very tired of behaving in a toxic manner, right? They do tend to change, because they've got nothing to fight, nothing to push against, and they just end up shadow boxing. But, you know, if you can just stay to the high road, mate, and you're going to be fine, you know?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
She can hold grudge for years and years, so.
Yeah, that's not your problem, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her problem, and you don't let it in. Don't even rent it space in your head. You've got a much higher frequency going on. I can feel it from across the pond, you know?
Yeah.
So, stick to that because it's serving you. Just don't get impatient. Know that the highest good outcome is coming for you, but you've got to do the work a little bit and don't let anybody tip that energy over, you know? The toxic people out there, they take low blows. They hurt, they try to make you feel bad, but if you don't let that stuff in, it doesn't take root and you can maintain your vibration. I don't know if you've ever worked with the solfeggio frequencies, but if you can find those on YouTube and find one or two that work for you to kind of bring you back to your sacred space, give them a try. I feel like audio healing is good for you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try that thing.
Yeah, okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was so neat to have you on from the UK.
Yeah.
And just can call us back and let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Sure. Thanks, everyone, for the lovely messages and guidance.
Yeah.
Love and
thank
much
you.
To you. Yeah, much love to you. Okay, here we go. And we're moving on to 717, you're on the air. Could you get your name, please?
Hi, this is John.
Hi, John. You're not John, the caller that liked the show last week, was it? Are you?
Yeah, I actually called in a couple weeks ago, and I had messaged you about the topic of the show, yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, welcome. Lovely to have you on. I think you're probably going to have to be our last caller because we've got 10 minutes, but I think we can, whatever we can help you with in 10 minutes, let's go.
Yeah, it's nothing really huge. I just had a question about, I woke up this morning and like before I even could think of anything, I just felt a lot of sadness. And, I mean, I know it has to do with, somewhat with my relationship issue and with just my general, place in life, but, I was able to meditate and pray and shift that and it's completely gone. I've been having to do that a lot lately. So I'm just wondering if there's anything that comes through about that. What's going on? Like, I'm taking on a lot of trying to change my life and get out of the situation I'm in into a better one.
Yeah.
So it's a struggle.
Yes, it is. But that's that's why we are sent that. Can I just jump in and say that hearing Janis Joplin singing, "Take another little piece of my heart now, baby." Did you get sort of torn apart here with the... it feels like you got sort of, I'm feeling like you got pecked to death by a ton of really nasty things happening. Was it a rough ending to it?
It's actually continued, hasn't really ended in officially.
Okay.
It's kind of still dragging on.
Yeah, it feels like it's fragmenting you, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? It feels like you're not a cohesive whole anymore, that it feels like there's little bits of you all over the place, scattered. I'm feeling very scattered. and I also feel that there was a time for you that you sort of had a direction that you followed with, you had a path with heart, is how I'm going to put it. And you've kind of allowed yourself to be pulled off it or you've been pushed off it, but I would get back onto that, whatever it was. You had a good idea. And don't worry if you're fragmented now, you know, it's not a joke, but I'm hearing, you know, pull yourself together. And I don't mean that in a silly way. I mean that find all the parts of you that have been sort of disengaged, and you're going to get your core back, your center back. It feels like you've got off balance. And I don't know if there's more pain being delivered in this relationship, but it feels like it's got to stop before you can take a breath and reintegrate. Tony, I'm sorry I jumped in on you, but do you want to go ahead?
No, you said. Yeah, no. So, John, this is the overseas relationship, correct? Is it overseas or somewhere else?
It's not overseas, but it is distance. It's like
it's long distance.
Far enough away that it's not possible to be together, right? In the immediate future.
Mm. Are you thinking about flying there? Because the first thing I drew was a plane. I don't know if you're thinking about maybe you should go see for yourself to finally, maybe if you're in front of that person, that it might, I don't know. I feel that might be a part of what you're thinking about doing.
I do wonder if things would be easier at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have really the option to do that. I don't really have that control in the relationship because of the past issues that this person has. So it's kind of like just kind of trying to deal with myself and take care of myself. But it's just like keeps coming back, and it's like I don't know. It's hard to function and stay on the path that I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to go on this path of, like, you know, loving energy and positivity, and it's throwing me off.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the deal is.
Well, it's because you can't get it out of your mind. I mean, it's going to be hard. This is not going to be an easy thing, but, I just think that your energy, it says energy manifested, waiting, that you're waiting for results of your effort, the arrival of opportunities, finally understanding ambition, continuous improvement of moving in the right direction. So it says you're making progress and you are moving in the right direction, but it's like that old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. So
I got a lot to go,
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
In many regards, I do. Yeah, but you're on the right track. I mean, you're getting kudos for trying to change it. But this is really, I feel stuck right now sitting here talking to you. I feel like you're stuck, you know, and you got to somehow get unstuck. I mean, I don't know if maybe you going somewhere that might help you.
I actually considered going on a trip somewhere, something like that, just to do something for myself, but that's something that might be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see a picture of, like, you with the surfboard or water or something like that. That would help.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, the coast of Italy
or something.
Yeah, something that just resonated like crazy. We're almost out of time. Marianne, did you want to throw anything in, hon?
No, I'm just absolutely loving the messages that you guys are getting. I think you're right on.
Perfect. John, don't worry. And don't forget you're grieving. You know, you're grieving what wasn't able to come through, right? So don't worry. Grief is one of those things that comes back. Stephen King described it as a drunken house guest that comes back over and over for a goodbye hug, you know. So grief's going to come in, but keep going forward. You're going to be ultimately okay, and take that trip. It sounds like a brilliant, brilliant healing path for you. So do it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
John, you know, if you want to reach out, connect with us on Facebook, the Enter the Light page. And if you want to just, if you need a little bump up or encouragement, we're there. Okay.
Yeah, we'll message you for sure.
Yep, we're there. So, okay, if you just need
a little
energy hug or whatever, we're there for you, bud. Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, really quickly, Tony, how can people find you?
You can find me through the Enter the Light page. I'm on there, Tony Jorgensen on Facebook with my grandson and Cooper and I throwing you guys a kiss, or on Instagram at Tony KJ.
Excellent. Okay, well, you know what? We're out of time. Marianne Adams is how to find Marianne. And we're done. I now don't even have time for the music. So love and light. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much.